This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello and welcome to Paranormal Pets. My name is Brandy Stark, and we are here today with Ellie Wax, who is the founder of the Gentle Barn Foundation. And she was on our show a little while ago, but she's got some new material. Gentle Barn Foundation is a national organization that rescues and rehabilitates unwanted animals and heals people with the same stories of abuse and neglect. And she is a noted speaker, celebrated animal welfare advocate. She's a humane educator and an animal communicator. So we are delighted to have her back on Paranormal Pets, and we will get started with our interview with her in just a moment.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And welcome back. Ellie Wax founded the Gentle Barn in 1999, also invented her own gentle healing method that allows old, sick, injured, and terrified animals to fully recover. She is also the creator of the Cow Hug Therapy and has hosted hundreds of thousands of people who have come to the Gentle Barn. And we're really excited because she has a new book out, and we'll kind of get to that. But welcome to the show, Ellie. First, let me say hello to you.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
We are delighted to have you back. And I'm kind of excited to learn more about cows. I don't have any cattle. It's the one animal I don't have. But I am a fan of what's called Farm Talk on TikTok. And so I follow several of the channels that are farms that have a variety of animals, and cattle are one of them. And so hopefully today we can dispel some of the myths about cattles, talk about some of their personalities and their abilities. And believe it or not, this does tie into the paranormal, because according to ancient Roman lore, herding animals could sense the supernatural. And so that included goats, sheep, and cattle. So they were ghost sensors. So it's kind of cool. But let me just start off with some basics. Do animals feel what their owners feel? I mean, we're talking about empathy. How does that work? Do animals feel what their owners feel?
100,000%. They absolutely do. Animals are extremely intuitive and empathic, and they know what we're going through. They can feel what we're feeling. They want good things for us. They worry about us sometimes. I'll give you just a little example. I was having this years ago, but I was having a really, really busy day. I was stressed. I had 200 balls in the air that I was juggling. I had meetings. My phone wouldn't stop ringing. I ran into the house to get something very, very quickly. And I walked really quickly past my dog, and she followed me and was looking up at me saying, "Hey, hold me." And I looked back down at her and said, "I don't have time. I don't have time." And she kept following me, and she kept asking me to hold her. And I kept saying, "I'm sorry. I'm in a hurry. I'm in a hurry. I'm going to have to hold you later." And she wouldn't stop getting in my way and trying to stop me. So I looked down at her and I said, "You need me to hold you, don't you?" And she looked up at me and she said, "No, you need to hold me." And I all of a sudden realized it was me that was stressed out, and it was her trying to de-escalate me and regulate me. And I realized the wisdom of her eyes, and I stopped what I was doing. I reached down and picked her up, and I held her. I took deep breaths in and out. I completely relaxed. I got back into my body, back into present time, back down to center. Oh, and I felt so much better. And then she said, "Okay, that's all that you needed." And she asked to be put down. And I said a huge thank you to her. I really needed her and didn't even realize it. And similarly, I had an animal communication reading one time for a client who kept saying, she said in the notes, she said, my dog is very anxious. Please talk to her. And when I talked to this dog, she kept showing me shaking and trembling and looking at her mom and getting her mom to pay attention to her. And her mom was saying, oh, yeah, my dog is so nervous. She needs me to hold her all the time. But when I talked to the dog was like, no. She has it completely backwards. I'm not anxious and I don't need attention. My mom is stressed out of her mind. She is not grounded. She has a short temper. She is not handling her life well. I'm trying to get her to focus on me so that I can help her breathe and regulate. She said, when I tremble and look at my mom, tell my mom it's not about me, it's about her. So yes, our animals absolutely can see us better than we can see ourselves most times.
It's quite true. I know right now I am preparing for an art show here in St. Pete called Valentween. I have been stressed because not only am I dealing with the show, but I've been dealing with some mean girl artists. I mean, you wouldn't think that would happen, but here we are. And, I've been dealing with my mom's health as well. And, you know, there are times where these pugs, they all cuddle up around me and they just breathe and they're so sweet and soft. And you're just like, okay, and take a step back and it's restful. It's really nice. Although I do have one pug, Neoptolemus, who unfortunately, if I get stressed, he gets naughty. So I guess that's his way of trying to distract me, even though it makes me more stressed.
But he's trying, and I know that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you wrote Cow Hug Therapy. So what inspired you to write this? So we're kind of moving from domestic pets to perhaps more agrarian pets, but tell me about this.
Well, I mean, just like we were talking about before, animals really are very intuitive and know what we're going through. And if we think our dogs and cats are empathic, wait until you meet a cow. They are some of the most intuitive, grounded, centered, loving, nurturing, healing animals on the face of the earth. And people just don't understand what they're capable of and who they are. And I founded the Gentle Barn 26 years ago. So for the last 26 years, I've had a front row seat to who these cows really are. And I have seen some extraordinary things. So many things, in fact, that I had to write a book about it. And we were talking about before how animals can sense what we're going through.
Yeah, you're quite correct. I was going to say your book describes watching children and adults who have suffered tremendous loss leaning against the cows. And they appear to, and I love this, they appear to melt in relief, right? So can you tell us a little more about that? And I do wonder, by the way, if it's in part because cattle are herding animals. And so I think with that herding empathy between the cattle, between each other, between their offsprings, and then perhaps that extends if they consider the humans part of their herd. But can you tell us a little more about that healing property, some of the stories?
Yeah. So cows, they're an extraordinary tribe, and they have so much to teach us. First of all, they're vegan, so they harm no one. Second of all, they're very intuitive. Family is the most important thing to cows. And so they cherish their kids, their friends, and their family. And they never, ever separate. When you look at birds, eventually the fledglings will leave the nest. If you look at humans, eventually our kids are going to move out of the house. But when you look at cows, they want to be together for their entire lives. When allowed to, in sanctuary, like at the Gentle Barn, when a cow, we rescue a pregnant cow and she has a baby, she will be by that baby's side till the baby is bigger than her, till she's old and gray. They will always be together. They never electively separate, ever. They're also extremely demonstrative. So after breakfast, every single day, regardless of where they live, regardless of their size, breed, age, gender, it doesn't matter. They always congregate after breakfast and groom each other and socialize and let everyone know in the family that they are loved. And then afterwards, they always lay down and meditate together. Cows meditate every single solitary day to connect to their higher self, but also connect to each other. So they're extraordinary animals. They're 100% inclusive, very loving and nurturing. They're an extraordinary family. And the way that they raise their babies and celebrate birth, the way that they say goodbye to their loved ones and celebrate death, they have a lot to teach us. And I filled a whole book about it. But I will tell you one of my favorite stories which really illustrates what we started talking about, which is that our animals know what we're going through. So 26 years ago, my very first cow wrapped me in a hug with her neck and held me. That's when cow hug therapy was born. I realized that these cows are not only adorable, but very capable to heal us and to sense what we're going through. And so I opened the gentle barn, and we opened the gentle barn up to visitors from around the world that are suffering from depression, anxiety, grief, and trauma to come heal in these cow hug therapy sessions. And the cows are always fantastic, and they always avail themselves to our guests. But one particular time, we had a woman that had lost a child to SIDS. And she was, of course, completely hopeless and despondent, and no therapy, no amount of therapy or treatments or all the things that she was doing, nothing could make her move forward. She was absolutely stuck and didn't want to live. And she came to the gentle barn for a cow hug therapy. And I brought her into our matriarch cow, who had also, before coming to the gentle barn, lost children. So I thought that they were a good match. Our cow's name was Karma, and I showed this woman how to sit down next to Karma and lean her back against Karma's shoulder. And Karma immediately closed her eyes and started meditating, exuding extraordinary energy to this woman. But what happened next took my breath away. It was as if all of the cows knew what this woman was going through. And Karma was already working on this woman, but then the next cow came and sat next to Karma and started meditating, and then the next one, and the next one, and the next one, until every single solitary cow had formed a circle around this woman. And they all had their eyes closed, and they were all meditating, and they were like doing energy healing on this woman. There's no other way to describe it. They stayed in a circle around this woman for 45 minutes. Nobody moved. And 45 minutes later, the woman opened her eyes, and she started telling stories about her son. And we laughed and we cried and we formed a circle around this woman, absorbing all of her grief, witnessing her, holding space at her healing. And after more than an hour, I walked her out. She gave me a big hug. And 3 weeks later, her mom called me and told me that those cows saved that woman's life. That because of that cow hug therapy session, she was able to find hope and strength. And she is now finally, at long last, able to move forward, and she's choosing to live. Those cows knew that that was a grieving mom. They knew what to do to help her. How can I explain it? I can't. I just know that it is. And it happens every day here at the Gentle Barn.
That is incredible.
I would imagine, yeah, I guess the empathy kind of transcends species. The idea of cattle having lost children, as this woman lost her own child. That kind of grief, I guess, is something that can be shared and understood. And that's really pretty interesting that the gentleness of these animals and the understanding was so receptive and they were able to help her is incredible. That is really, really cool. Now, I do want us to continue with our talk. We just have to take a quick little commercial break and we will be back to hear some more cattle stories. So, hang tight, we'll be right back after this.
Now, time for something really scary. A word from our sponsors. Paranormal pets will reappear before you can say Bigfoot. Don't run away.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell. She was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Did you hear that? Our commercials have mysteriously disappeared. Paranormal Pets is back with our haunted host, our ghost host,
Brandi Stark.
Okay, so we've got some really cool things going on here. And you talked about the mother and the cattle. What about cow relationships that you've learned about while bringing so many rescue cows together that might surprise people who are unfamiliar with cattle? I know, and I've always kind of pointed this out, that food animals don't get the same respect as pets, which is kind of interesting. I personally just started teaching a humanities class again, and humanities is all about human expression. So one of the first things that I brought up was, you know, what is the difference between killing and murder, and how do we, you know, channel that through? And then, you know, kind of the conversation evolves with the students. Well, you know, there's this, then, you know, do you murder a dog? Do you murder a cow? I mean, how does this work? And I think it's really interesting that food source animals, as I mentioned, don't always get that same respect. I think people, now that we are so urbanized, number one, they probably don't have any interactions, few interactions in order to understand. And then number two, I think we always kind of take a step back, right? We disengage with food source animals. So I think it's really awesome that you're bringing together rescue cattle. Tell us about their relationships. I mean, tell us how they interact once they come together.
Yeah, like I said, they have so much to teach us. I think a large part of our society has forgotten somewhat how to parent, right? I mean, so many of us have to work and we put our kids in daycare for other people to raise. When our parents are elderly, we put them in old age homes for someone else to care for. We've lost that community. People are kind of in isolated little pods, little families, little groups of friends, but a community at large, you know, tribes, villages, communities are a dying thing, unfortunately. And I think cows are here to remind us of who we once were when we weren't tribes and who we can be again when we kind of find each other. The way that they relate to each other is extraordinary. I did a TED Talk about an experience I had when a group of cows surrounded themselves around a cow that was about to give birth. And the way that they surrounded her while she was in labor, lined up to meet the baby once he was born, and all played a role in raising this baby, playing with him, disciplining him, babysitting him when his mom napped. It was such a beautiful, beautiful thing. So if you want to hear more about that, you can listen to my TED Talk. But I want to tell another story about what happened when an elderly matriarch cow passed away. We had a cow named Witness. She was one of the matriarchs. One day, my staff called and said there was something wrong with her. When I ran to the barn, I found her laying down, breathing very shallow, staring blankly ahead, and it was very clear to all of us that she was about to pass away. I called the vet. The vet said that he could get there as soon as he possibly could, and so we were kind of stuck waiting for the vet. In the meantime, that beautiful cow family literally did the same thing that they did for that grieving mother. They formed a circle around Witness. And once everybody was in place of the circle, the lead matriarch stepped forward, rested her head on Witness's back, closed her eyes, and said her farewells. And then she stepped back into the circle and the next one did it and the next one and the next one and the next one until every single solitary cow had their own special time to say goodbye to Witness. And then the vet arrived and all the cows went off to eat while I held Witness in my lap and helped her out of her body. Their humanity, their empathy, their love, their support for one another is absolutely unfounded. And it's incredible that they love each other so much. They want to be together for their whole lives. They protect each other. They groom each other. They meditate together. They raise their babies. They say goodbye to their loved ones. And in the real world, all we're doing is ripping them apart. And if you can think about how much pain that causes these beautiful, beautiful animals.
Right, sure. It's been interesting. In part, just as I said, watching Farm Talk, there's a lady that has a herd of cattle, and I was surprised to find out that, you know, there's usually a babysitter, that the cows will share the raising of the children, that there are multiple generations that she has. And of course, they're all together. I was just amazed. And in fact, at one point, this lady's in Tennessee and they had bad weather. So they put all the cattle into the barn, you know, get them out of the ice. And then kind of when it was time to put everybody back, it was funny because all of the mothers, you know, were marching in there. They were very excited for the pasture. And then at the end, this herd of babies with one matron cow, they come out together. And she's like, so you're the babysitter. But it was really, really cool to see, kind of like a daycare, you know, where you have almost a preschool teacher bringing all of these, you know, cattle out to play, these little calves. It was really incredible, you know, and it was babysitter cattle. Babysitter cow also helped to kind of herd the little ones into the gate properly to get them into the pasture. I mean, it was really amazing to see. And I think people tend to forget that every animal has its own personality. No matter what species, they're all a little different. They all have individual mentalities and personalities and ideals. And it's just so much fun. I think when I have pets, I know they're not necessarily the best behaved out there because I'm a very bad disciplinarian, but I want them to develop their personality. You know, I want them to be themselves. And I think that's so important. And I think that you allow that with the cattle. Now, we have a few names from the book. So we've got Buttercup, Karma, Dudley. What can people do to help animals like these who have also helped other people? So they help us. How can we help them?
Honestly, and I hope you don't mind my candor, but the best answer I can give you for the most effective, most efficient, most powerful thing we can do as individuals to really help these animals is to go vegan and not eat them and keep families together. These beautiful, beautiful cows, I mean, they should get to keep their babies. They should get to raise them and love them. These babies should grow up with aunties and brothers and sisters, uncles and cousins and moms and dads. And we should learn from them. They have so much to teach us.
It reminds me of the one cow that escaped from a kill pen. She was pregnant. She fled. I guess she was found and the people kept her. They rescued her. And, you know, she gave birth to her calf. And I think she's still very happy on that farm. But, you know, that desperate flight to protect her child. I mean, how human is that, right? I mean, we have stories about that. Now, do you have any advice for readers who are unable to travel to a sanctuary to meet a cow, but want to spend more time in the healing company of animals?
So, I mean, yes, if you're able, please come to the Gentle Barn. We're located in Nashville, Tennessee, and Los Angeles, California, and you can hug cows, cuddle turkeys, hold chickens. You can have your own cow hug therapy session. Yeah, like you said, if you're not able to travel, then reading the book and falling in love with these animals, following us on social media, on all platforms, you can feel like you are here with us. We even do a TikTok live every Tuesday night and sometimes on Sundays where people can feel like they're here with us and meet the animals and hear their stories. If you can't come to the Gentle Barn, maybe there's a sanctuary near you that's closer that you can fall in love with these animals. And like you said, there are zoning laws and cities are really big. And so there's a huge amount of people that have never met cows. And so if you've never met them, you don't know about them, it's very easy to eat them, right? But when we realize that cows are like puppy dogs and lick us to show affection, smell with their nose and track the ground just like a dog, wrap their necks around us and hold us when we're stressed, if they're loving and nurturing, then it's easy to fall in love with them and see how much similarities we have. It's very easy at first sight to see all the differences, but we have way more in common than separates us.
So you're on Barn Talk, I take it then. What is your TikTok handle? Because I will follow you. I will look for those Tuesdays.
It's at the Gentle Barn.
Okay. All right. Well, look for a new follower.
Oh, we would love that. That'd be amazing.
Now, how can people find out more about your book? Tell us just kind of this brief summary and how they can access it if they have questions. I mean, we'd love to learn more. And yes, absolutely read the book.
It's called Cow Hug Therapy, How the Gentle Barn Animals Taught Me Everything About Life, Death, and Everything in Between. And it really is true. Cow hug therapy is about my journey with animal communication and gaining my confidence. It's about learning how to practice self-care and how that's benefited my life and my work. It's about how the gentle barn animals, especially the cows, have taught me how to walk an animal home when they're passing away and make it about them. It's about how to fully grieve and honor my grief. And it's about finally, at long last, being able to go from grief to gratitude at the end of the day. It's about how the animals taught me to meditate. It's about practicing gratitude. It's literally about the best parts of me as a human and how I've learned that from animals. Every chapter is a different story about a different animal, their journey, their recovery, and the lessons that they taught us and the life they lived here at the Gentle Barn, literally saving human lives. It's an incredible book. The heroes of the book are all animals. People can also check out my website, which is ellielax.com. Find out more about animal communication, my first book called My Gentle Barn. But connecting more deeply to animals, realizing how intelligent they are, realizing that we have more in common than separates us, and understanding that they really understand what's going on way more than we give them credit for, can change all of our lives.
That is absolutely true. I will tell you, whenever I go to my studio, I always make sure I have a pug with me because, you know, I know they're trying to protect me. And I think that's always, it's nice to know you have somebody on your side, no matter what. And I think your pets are, you know, they're always on our side for the most part. I can't imagine the pugs, why would they not be on my side? I guess if I'm eating lunch and I'm not sharing with them, maybe. I don't know. But otherwise, you know, where else are you going to find? Yeah, other humans, I don't know. Sometimes they want you to be happy, but humans are so complicated and sometimes they don't want you to be happy. There's jealousy and all sorts of things that comes with humanity. Whereas animals, I think, just pretty much want you to be happy. And I think that's one of the big differences. And I think that's why I'm going to end up being, you know, an old pug lady one day. I'm not a cat lady. I'd be that crazy lady. Well, I'm already that crazy lady with all the pugs. But there is a certain level of trust and comfort, right? So I want to thank you so much for being on with us again. Tell us your website one more time.
So my website is ellielax.com and gentlebarn.org. And you can find both of us on all social media platforms.
They can find your books in bookstores, Amazon.
Oh, my book is available on Amazon, Audible, and you can get a signed copy at gentlebarn.org.
Oh, sweet. Excellent. Well, please keep up the good work. Hopefully, people will start to realize a little bit more about animal consciousness, which is one thing that I'm trying to do with this this podcast, and just how beautiful and wonderful. I mean, we're talking to folks that get us. But, you know, keep trying to reach out and get more people and keep spreading that word. Today's times are so turbulent and so crazy, no matter who you are, that I think animals are such a great relief. And I really hope this podcast, your book, and your experiences help others learn about that. So just to kind of conclude our podcast, I want to thank you so much for being here again. If you are in St. Petersburg, I could sure use the support for Valentine 2026. It is the Dark Sirenade, and we will actually have just a whole bunch of things going on with, I have a body painter, and Krampus will be there. Yes, Krampus from Krampusnacht. I mean, what do you do after December's over? He will be there to date, you know, to be a photo op for you, to make all of your friends jealous that, you know, you got this great guy for your date. There will be art, there will be music, and we're just really excited. I will have Calypso, my pug, with me. I may see, my pugs are heathens, they like to be naked, but I may see if she will let me dress her up because I have the most adorable lobster costume for her. But again, I'm a bad disciplinarian, and if they take the clothes off, though, they'll be naked toddlers, it'll be fine. Thank you so much for listening. We are working on some new podcasts. Stay tuned, and everybody out there, stay safe, stay warm. Happy Valentine, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Pet Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week, we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets every week only on PetLifeRadio.com.